Thank you so much for joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are glad to have you with us. And you know, I know that this is super important. Isaiah 55:11 says the word of God does not return void, but it goes and accomplishes that to which it is sent. And when we read the word of God and we let the word of God live in our hearts richly, it produces tremendous fruit, tremendous results, tremendous consequences in our lives. So I challenge you that as you listen to our time to get together today, and as you listen to God speaking to you through the word and in your heart, He'll bring you some tremendous revelation and freedom and great, great things, great consequences in your life. And Mom, one of the things that's so important to us is how we take care of our body.
You bet.
And we have Dr. Bob with us today. Yay for
hey,
Dr.
Hey,
Bob.
Hey, hey. Thanks for having me. We have an excited audience.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about now they don't have, I guarantee it.
Yeah, totally. Now, Dr. Bob, you've been on our program multiple times for many years now, and we love having you on our program because it's such insightful wisdom, super, super great wisdom, and it affects obviously the way we eat. It affects my kids, right? They're into ABC juice now, and it's really great. We love it. Affects what we eat, affects the way we think of things. But one of the things you have now is you have your book, new book out, Guide to Prevent Surgery. And before we jump into that, just real quick while I'm remembering, please make sure you call if you have a need in your life. We want to pray for you. Whatever that need is, we like to pray for you, and it's a tremendous honor for us. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. And Dr. Bob, you have this book, Preventing Surgery. Is there really that big of a need in our world to prevent surgery?
Well, there is. And I think that there is because there's so many people that just wander around aimlessly. And we're not telling people not to have surgery. If you want to elect to have something tugged or whatever, you do that. But yeah. I know this is about making appropriate, wise choices. So a good part of the book is not telling people how to not do something, but it's about what is causing your problem. And I have action steps at the end of every chapter of what you really should be wisely doing. Because people really come in the office and they don't know what to do. People are confused. They don't know what to do. So what we're going to talk about this segment is the thyroid gland. And the reason I made that positive comment about your audience is one of the common body signals for low thyroid is tired and sluggish. Do we have any of that in the audience today?
Yes.
No! But other body signals for subpar thyroid is cold hands, cold feet, constipation, depression, fatigue, waking up with a headache in the morning that goes away as the day goes on. And what I have also, we don't talk about it in this particular book, but one of the leading causes of depression is low thyroid. Not that low thyroid is causing the depression, but there are nutrients called tyrosine that mixes with iodine that helps make thyroid hormone. But we want to direct ourselves to one of our new members of the family.
Yay!
Yay! This is a torso here. And we brought this specifically for this TV taping, is the thyroid is located here in your throat. And I want to think you to think of the thyroid as your gas pedal in your body. That's why when I mentioned there was so much enthusiasm in the room that nobody in that group could have a low thyroid gland. So your thyroid gland is located right here. So your thyroid is the gas pedal in the body. It sets the temperature in your body. So something that's really simple, isn't this like the coolest looking thermometer?
Yes.
Could you imagine back in the day, Marilyn, if they had to use this on us? Okay, the thermometer. Why I'm bringing this up is because for the audience here and the audience that's watching us from around the world, you take your thermometer and you shake it down and you put it on your nightstand. When you wake up in the morning, you put it in your armpit for 5 minutes. Now, if you happen to have a battery operated one, you keep it in your armpit for 5 minutes and you turn it on. And then I want you to look at the temperature. The temperature should be 97.8. If it's 97.8 or below, it's possible that you could have subpar or low thyroid. Now, we're not going to talk so much about hyperthyroid today. That's not the purpose of this conversation. We want to help people that have potential to have thyroid surgery, because see, hyperthyroid, they like to automatically take that thyroid off, but more commonly, and I don't see that, say I told you the book is about common problems right. That we've seen in our practice, mm-hmm. We commonly have people that may have a growth on their thyroid for whatever reason. Most of the time it's because they don't have enough iodine. So this is what I've learned. So what I'm going to share with this audience now and everybody watching around the world, I'm going to make a claim, and I want you to agree in prayer with this over me, because the Lord told me about this years ago, that I will win a Nobel Prize for what I'm going to share with you right now. Did I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
So back between 1750 and 1850, half the transoceanic voyagers that left London on a ship died because of a condition called scurvy. Scurvy is due to lack of vitamin
C.
Modern day scurvy is lack of iodine. One-third of the world has subpar thyroid function. We don't have enough iodine because we don't get iodine in our environment and in the food that we're eating. And once again, I have some very special friends at Selena Naturally. They're the home of the Celtic Sea Salt brand. I use Celtic Sea Salt daily in my practice. Great source of minerals, comes right from the ocean. Here's the issue. This is the deal breaker that I want to share with everybody. Most people watching me right now took a shower in the last 24 to 48 hours. When they took a shower, they were breathing in something called chlorine. Chlorine gas. So you're in a 4x5 gas, I mean glass chamber, you are breathing in chlorine. Guess what chlorine antagonizes? Iodine. Iodine is needed by your thyroid. So this happens to be a shower dechlorinator. Everybody should have one of these in their house. The one that we use in our practice and we have on our website, so you don't have to keep on buying filters over and over and over again, you just backwash it. So you want a shower dechlorinator. Why? Because you don't want to be breathing in chlorine, which antagonizes iodine. Now, here's the biggie, toothpaste. I am sure all of you brushed your teeth this morning, right?
Right.
That's right. Or the person next to you, they'll be like, well, I don't know if you did. Anyways, what's in toothpaste? Fluoride. What does fluoride antagonize? Iodine. So they're a group of compounds in the periodic chart. You can do a little search on that later on. Bromine, fluorine, and chlorine antagonize iodine. You're brushing your teeth. That fluoride is, guess what it's antagonizing? Your thyroid gland. Cold hands, cold feet. And then finally, bromine. Bromine, people who swim in pools and hot tubs. Bread used to have iodine in it. They took iodine out and they put bromine in it. And there's a lot of sports drinks that have bromine in it. So bromine, fluorine, and chlorine antagonize iodine. Iodine and tyrosine combine to make thyroid hormone. Cold hands, cold feet, wide-spaced teeth. Thinning hair, anytime I ever put anything on the internet, I'm getting excited, you hear my voice is getting loud. Anytime I ever put anything on the internet that has to do with thinning hair, we get the most hits. So if you guys want to increase your hits, just in the name of Jesus. No, I mean, it is thinning hair, because people, how many audience think about thinning hair? Once in a while? Anyways, thinning hair, it's a body signal for low thyroid gland. So.
Hold on. Would you hand me the book?
Yep.
Now, you're talking very fast. And you're giving much information in a short time. So this is very important.
That's right.
That our audience gets the book, because there's a lot of material here. And when the program is over, you're inspired. But what did he say? And yeah, he said this about the thyroid. But what was it that, yeah, it was bromide. What was that? That's why they need the book, Dr. Bob.
Thank you for slowing me down. And my wife thanks you too.
It's not big. It's small, it's easy, and you know people that need help and need to know just basic, simple things. And maybe you have loved ones that are just sick and getting ready for surgery and all those kind of things. Call us for prayer also. Or maybe you're having financial needs or needs within your marriage or your children. But remember, we love to pray with you. But I believe with all my heart, every one of you watching ought to get two books. Well, you say, it's expensive. Really? Is your health expensive? Your health is important. It's very wise. So put your hand on your heart. Say, it's wisdom.
It's wisdom.
To get Dr. Bob's book. Yes.
Dr. Bob's book.
So what can we eat that gives us iodine besides Celtic salt?
Well, anything that, it's not easy to get iodine, by the way, in our basic food. You could eat ocean fish, but you know what? You don't hear me talking too much about eating fish. because mm-hmm. fish happens to be one of the most counterfeited of all foods. So if you're going to eat fish, you almost want to have to go to the ocean yourself or go to the Gulf, and you see the fish that's in the market, you know that it just came from there, and you eat that. But there are certain oceans that are not necessarily the healthiest also. So what I brought today is this is sea vegetables. It used to be seaweed back in the day, but and I'm not telling people that they need to go out and buy this. You really want to incorporate either a tablet of iodine. I take 12 milligrams of iodine every day. I'm not encouraging all of you to go out and do that, because if you have excessive bromine, fluorine, and chlorine, and you start taking iodine, that could start leaving your body and give you some digestive distress, okay? So adding, go into your favorite health food store, getting some sea vegetables. There's something called Dole. You could add it to your salads. That'd be a wise thing to do. You really would want to have a professional check some blood test out, your thyroid panel. We also do a urine iodine loading test. That's probably the best thing to do to make sure you have enough iodine. Because see, iodine helps support function. If you have a low thyroid, one of the common body signals are constipation. If you have constipation, that places a demand on your liver. Your liver has to work harder. So having some blood tests done, having some urine tests done is really good. Being aware of the kind of water that you're putting in your body, mm-hmm. on your body, I would avoid municipal water. I would primarily use water that's been filtered. Just be aware of ingredients, bromine, fluorine, and chlorine.
Hey, is this good? I love when Solomon wanted wisdom. He said, in her right hand was length of days, in her left hand was riches and honor. I think we've gotten this out of order. You know, we say riches and honor first. No, you got to have length of days to enjoy the riches and honor. What you're getting on this program is length, wisdom for length of days, and we'll be right back.
Education is power, and the application of education is wisdom. And wisdom for our health is key. For your gift of $35 or more, we want to send you Dr. Bob's Guide to Prevent Surgery. In this latest book, natural healthcare provider and chiropractor, Dr. Bob DeMaria, shares with you how healing your body from the inside with a pure diet and exercise can go a long way in preventing unnecessary operations and procedures. By changing your habits and lifestyle, you may naturally reverse many common ailments that in the past have required surgery. Along with Dr. Bob's book, we will send you Marilyn's teaching CD, 8 Ways to Heal the Sick. Discover the depths of God's healing power and 8 unique ways He releases it. And to complete this life-transforming resource, we will include our healing scripture card with 11 powerful promises from God's Word that directly speaks to your health and healing. If you or someone you know needs healing, you must get this powerful offer. Call or click today.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the Word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Marilyn and Sarah. And you know, we want you to call for prayer if you have any need in your life. We love to pray for you. We know that God answers prayer on anything, be that relational issues, emotional issues, financial issues, health issues. God answers prayer. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We like to pray for you. And I love this totally amazing Dr. Bob's Guide to Prevent Surgery. Super, super helpful. And Dr. Bob, we're going to talk on this segment about prostrate, not prostrate.
That's good.
Prostrate means that we worship and honor and revere, bow down. Right. But prostate sounds like a body part.
It is. You know, it's very interesting because before even being a part of this program, there was an advertisement on television that was saying that 50% of the men over 50 years old have some type of prostate challenge. And some of the common body signals for a prostate challenge is that you get up many times during the night to urinate. You may have difficulty being intimate with your mate, and or you may urinate, and then when you're finished, you feel like you have to urinate a little bit more. So men's health, men don't like to talk about their health very much. Actually, 40% of all men have not even been to a healthcare provider in the last year or so. I did write Dr. Bob's Guide to Men's Health, The Basics. Excellent book, just helping men determine what's going on inside of their body. So I thought that what we would do is we would do this great unveiling here. So we're gonna take out the liver, because the prostate is located on the bottom, and gravity plays a role in this. See, gravity is a part of the curse itself. We're gonna take out the stomach. That was the liver, by the way, for the audience. This is the liver. The liver is really important for men's health also. And we're gonna take out the intestines. We're gonna set them off to the side. And I'm gonna slightly lean our friend over a bit. The prostate is located on the very bottom of the man's torso. So that means that gravity will also play a part in prostate issues, because toxins settle to the bottom. But the real issue for men's health, like so many other issues that we deal with today, is excessive chemicals that are in the environment. And I know that people like to go for walks on grass, walks on golf courses, and I'm not telling you not to exercise with your friends or your family, but in the part of the United States where I live, we have this organic lawn care services. And so if you think, like, what are you saying, organic lawn care? You have to understand, there's been this whole new industry in the last 30 years where they go by and they spray your lawns. Well, they're not spraying necessarily healthy chemicals. They're putting herbicides and pesticides that are on there to do some altering of the normal ecosystem so those weeds don't grow. And then they're energizing the rest of the material to grow abundantly. So if you happen to be a male and you are walking in bare feet, taking your pet for a walk or on the golf course, you have a greater chance to have some health challenges. You can say, okay, Dr. Bob, what are you talking about? Men have hormones in their body. The main hormone for men is testosterone. If you do any kind of research at all, watch television, you know, there's lots of advertisements out there for intimate enhancements so men could be procreate with their mate. Isn't it amazing? The very first thing God told Adam to do, Genesis 1, verse 28, one of my favorite Bible verses, be fruitful and multiply. Not go play golf, but to multiply. And, you know, and men today, I never thought I'd be on this international TV program saying we have an issue with procreating. But that real problem with men is they don't have the ability, this is a very important concept, to process the massive amount of estrogen that they're being exposed to. Men can get breast cancer today because of exposure to their breast tissue from estrogen. So men can process estrogen, but they don't have the capacity to process the massive amount of it. That is an issue because the prostate gland itself is stimulated by estrogen. In the same aspect, we've talked about thyroid in the first segment, and we talked about sea vegetables and iodine. You were maybe thinking, why are you taking iodine, Dr. Bob? You're not depressed. You don't have fatigue. But I was taking, and I am taking iodine for my prostate gland. I am over 60 years old. I do not wake up 10 times a night to urinate because my prostate's enlarged. So the prostate has iodine receptors, but the prostate gland itself needs a very good functioning liver. Because the liver, as we've talked about in prior times together, processes the estrogen. Soy is the enemy. We don't promote soy, really, for anybody, male or female, anything living. I know that there are people that think otherwise, but we have always seen health hormonal improvements getting off of soy. But the number one food you'll never believe for prostate is broccoli.
Awesome.
Broccoli. Why?
Awesome.
Because broccoli helps lower estrogen in the body. It's almost like every day in the mail, we should be getting our broccoli mailed to us, steamed, sauteed, stir-fried, any way you want it.
This is all in your book?
It's all in there.
What about the women who have husbands with problems? Wouldn't this be a good book to
get them? I think that would be an excellent book, plus Dr. Bob's Men's Health, The Basics, so they can understand. And even better than that, my wife and I have been married for 40 years. We wrote a book on sex and romance. So there's a lot of women out there that have men that don't have the desire to be intimate. Is that right sometimes? Say yes?
Yes.
See,
yes.
That happens. So yes, it's a part of the whole program.
So you say, wow, this is really telling it like it is. Yes, it really is. But folks, it's not just telling it like it is, but it's solutions and it's wisdoms and knowledge. And, you know, you watch this program, you'll be inspired. But if you don't get the book, you won't have the knowledge to continue with it. There's so much information. So call in, get the book. It's important. Or get books and pass them on. Folks, you can have riches and honor, but if you don't have health, you're not going to enjoy them. So this is a key book. I just thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're awesome.
Totally good.
Love to have you.
You know, the other thing, too, that I want to ask on prostate, because the deal is, as women, we don't really kind of get, you know, what's the big deal? But help us understand, how does that affect their behavior and demeanor for our husbands and the men around us? How do we deal with that?
Well, I know that a lot of men don't like to talk about their male function. But if you have a husband that's getting up several times during the night, interrupting your own sleep, you just need to ask, so is there something going on that I need to know about? So their prostate could be getting enlarged, like this vice grip, which is a mechanical clamp on their prostate's getting squeezed. See, as the prostate enlarges, it's much like this tube right here. So inside the prostate, so let's say this white material here is the prostate. Well, there's a tube inside of the man's prostate that exits through his penis called the urethra. Your urethra is where urine flows from. So as the prostate enlarges, it enlarges this way, but it also enlarges this way. So unfortunately, if they have this misfortune to have an enlarged prostate, they will surgically interrupt it, either taking the prostate out, which means forever they may have a difficulty engaging in intimate activity, and or they could have a chronic urinary or urge to urinate problem. So the prostate is a very important organ for men. And it's commonly impacted today because we're exposed to so much estrogen. And estrogen is everywhere. So anything I've talked about up to this point, Cleaning up that liver is very significant for men.
And you also, wait, I'm going to do this because you haven't talked at all about the ABCs.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, friend.
I was going to say that,
oh,
too.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, we love that.
Been?
Okay, so this,
let's go for
this
it.
Is the ever-famous Dr. Bob's ABCs. So watching me in the audience, watching me worldwide right now, a half a red apple every day will lower your cholesterol 13%. Can I get an amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. So this is the number one food on the planet. Besides broccoli and avocados, it happens to be the?
Beets.
Beets. Very good, audience.
Yeah.
So if you peel this, you could bake it in an oven or grate it raw. Eat this on a regular basis. I happen to eat this every day. You can lower your cholesterol up to 40%. So if you had 40 and 13, that's over 50%. And then finally, the carrot. Carrot's vitamin A. Vitamin A is really important for eye health, but your liver needs vitamin A. It's a storehouse for vitamins A, D, E, and K. If your liver is stressed, and I know some in the audience has this, anybody have little floaters in front of their eyes, little spots? If your floater problem is due to a lack of vitamin A, if you eat this medium organic carrot on a regular basis, guess what happened to those floaters? They'll go away in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
amen?
Cool. Cool, cool. That is so good. I love that. And now you're watching right now, but I tell you, we'll be back. You stay there.
Education is power, and the application of education is wisdom. And wisdom for our health is key. For your gift of $35 or more, we want to send you Dr. Bob's Guide to Prevent Surgery. In this latest book, natural healthcare provider and chiropractor, Dr. Bob DeMaria, shares with you how healing your body from the inside with a pure diet and exercise can go a long way in preventing unnecessary operations and procedures. By changing your habits and lifestyle, you may naturally reverse many common ailments that in the past have required surgery. Along with Dr. Bob's book, we will send you Marilyn's teaching CD, 8 Ways to Heal the Sick. Discover the depths of God's healing power and 8 unique ways He releases it. And to complete this life-transforming resource, we will include our healing scripture card with 11 powerful promises from God's Word that directly speaks to your health and healing. If you or someone you know needs healing, you must get this powerful offer. Call or click today.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
You know, the most important thing in your life is that you have Jesus. When you receive Him into your heart, I'm telling you, you're a new creation. And I'm just going to pray a prayer with you. You say, I don't know. I know about Him, you know, but I don't know if I have Him inside. So pray with me. This is very important, the most important decision of your whole life. Father, I thank You that You love me. You have a wonderful plan for my life. I'm sorry for my sins. I believe, Jesus, that You died for me and You arose from the dead. Come into my heart and be Lord of my life. Thank You for saving me. Amen. Now, you have a special prayer.
Well, I want to pray for all the people out there that have thyroid issues and men with prostate problems. Lord, in the name of Jesus right now, gentlemen, if you have any issue at all with difficulty in urination, whatever I talked about earlier today, I pray that you have the wisdom and the discipline and the healing through the mighty hand of God for that prostate to shrink. And anybody who has cold hands, cold feet, and any of the thyroid issues that I talked about, that you put your hand on your thyroid gland right now in the name of Jesus, and you are healed, and you have the wisdom and the discipline to make the appropriate and necessary lifestyle changes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, is this a supernatural day for you? Does God have good things ahead for you? Are you encouraged and refreshed? Wave bye-bye to depression. Wave bye-bye to health problems, because now you have received wisdom of how to take care of your body. What a gift that God would give us a body and we would be His temple. Ooh, we want to take care of that temple. That's very important, and we have eternal life.